Exercise 3, page 71.
I'm joined today by David Turner, a well-known film critic and a member of the British Board of Film Classification, BBFC, which gives the age ratings to films and TV shows. He is the best person to tell us all about the film rating system. Welcome, David.
Thanks for having me.
So, what are film ratings and how are they decided?
Film ratings are guidance to help parents choose which films they are happy for their children to see. We are a non-government agency founded by the British film industry, which tries to reflect the views of people from all types of backgrounds and understand what matters to families. We are independent and not-for-profit, whose only goal is to protect the public as well as respect freedom of choice within the law.
Great. That's good to know. So can you take us through the ratings?
Of course. The first category is U. That stands for universal and means anyone can see it as it contains nothing that would offend parents, as it is suitable for four-year-old children. However, not all U-rated content is aimed at children. There are documentaries that get the U rating too.
Okay. What would be an example of a film that's rated U?
Well, a couple of examples are films like Toy Story or The Princess Diaries.
Okay. So what about PG films?
Right. PG stands for parental guidance, as these films may contain scenes that are not suitable for very young children, and so parents should decide whether they think their child is old enough to watch the film. Generally, a child of 8 should not be upset by a PG film. Examples include The Lion King and Star Wars. Then there is 12A, which recommends that children must be at least 12 years old to watch because it contains material that may not be suitable for children under this age.
So if a child goes to the cinema with their parent, they can see both a PG film and a 12A film, even if they are not 12.
A child of any age can see any U or PG film, but to see a 12A film, they have to be aged 12, or if they are under 12, they must be accompanied by a parent.
I see. And is the next age limit 18?
No, there's also a 15 rating. This film rating is for films that are only suitable for young people aged 15 years and over. Even if they are accompanied by a parent, under 15s are not allowed to see these films at the cinema.
I see. And after that, it's an 18 rating?
That's correct. An 18-rated film is restricted to people aged 18 or over only. Like the 15 rating, younger people are not admitted.
Right. So what issues do you look at when deciding on the classification for a film?
We look at issues such as bad language, dangerous behaviour, horror, violence, and other issues, as well as context, tone, and impact. We describe the content issues in the content advice. This is often condensed into a short line, but it can be a longer version telling people the precise details of what issues the film contains, obviously without giving away any major plot points.
How does the classification framework work for mobile content?
Mobile network operators use the classification framework to self-regulate and restrict access to children from content that is unsuitable for people under the age of 18 or by using filters.
I see. And that works for films, games, and videos?
Yes, and pictures too, but not for on-demand services. They are overseen by Ofcom, the UK's communication regulator.
Okay, well, we'll take a short break now, and we'll be right back with questions from listeners.